This is an IELTS Energy bonus, a free live web class. Only pros talk on the phone in English.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
In today's bonus, you'll discover why understanding phone calls in English is so challenging and receive a web class invitation for strategies to boost this difficult skill.
Hello, Aubrey. Good morning. I like your background. There's lots of artwork behind you.
Yes, I'm at my parents' place in Idaho for the summer. So there are paintings everywhere in my dad's house. If I tip it up, you'll see there's even more there. So many paintings.
Oh, they're all over. I love it so much. So we are doing a special bonus today for you guys. We want to cordially extend a delightful invitation to a web class that we are doing. Aubrey and I are going to teach you live in a web class coming up at the end of July. But it's not about IELTS. Aubrey, what are we going to be talking about?
It's about understanding phone calls. So this is very applicable to IELTS because on the listening test, you have the same limitations for the listening audio as we do when we're on the phone call. You can't see eye contact. There are no visual cues. You can't read lips, right? It's harder to understand audio than it is to understand in person. So the same strategies that we are going to teach in this web class for understanding phone calls are applicable for the IELTS exam for that listening audio.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I do get emails from students sometimes who talk about like, they can understand a lot of the movies when they watch movies. So why is IELTS listening still so tough? Guys, it's its own thing. Just like Aubrey said, when there's no visuals, right, then it's a lot harder. There's no body language. There's no facial expressions. You're only relying on the words, on the audio, and that's tough, guys. So like Aubrey said, we're going to teach you strategies to understand people on the phone in English, but they still apply to the listening test on IELTS, guys. But it's not just about listening strategies. We're also going to teach you vocabulary that, yes, it's for phone calls, especially if you're making like professional phone calls, because that's something we're focusing on in the web class, guys. So that vocabulary is also very useful on IELTS speaking as well. So Aubrey and I thought it would be fun to share some personal little quick stories with you today about how we know that it is so tough to talk on the phone in another language. Aubrey, do you have a lot of experience speaking on the phone in other languages?
I do now, but when I first started learning French, right, I'm taking classes, high school, college classes, and I felt like I spoke really well and understood really well. And then the first time I tried to make a phone call, I needed to call someone at church, actually. I was trying to set up the time for something, and I couldn't understand anything she was saying. I was shocked.
Totally.
I couldn't, because I couldn't see her face, the visual cues, the body language. I just had to like apologize. And then I saw her at church and was like, I'm so sorry. I couldn't understand anything. It was crazy. And at the time, there weren't a lot of opportunities to talk in a foreign language on the phone, right? I would talk to people. I think I was avoiding it because I knew how hard it was. So I would talk to people in person, but I was really avoiding phone calls. Since then, the more and more fluent I got, the more and more comfortable I got, it was a different situation. But man, it's so hard at first.
But that's a good point though. The like, How are we going to be good at this thing if we never practice this thing? I mean, we exactly. said like watching movies isn't necessarily like IELTS test practice, right? It's the same thing here, right? Like it's not phone practice. Taking a language class is not phone practice. You have to talk on the phone to get phone practice. So that is also what we're going to help you out with in this web class, guys, is to tell you how to get this practice, how to develop these skills that you need to talk on the phone in English. The first stories that come to my mind about trying to communicate in another language on the phone both have to do with ordering pizza. Because like if you think about it, like when you're living in another country, like you're younger, you're traveling, you eat a lot of pizza. That's like the main reason why I'm going to talk on the phone is so I can order pizza. And I remember I was sharing an apartment with three friends in Madrid my freshman year of university. And we would yell, "Not it," and like do rock, paper, scissors to decide like who is the loser and had to order the pizza that night. Cause all of us were scared of it, even though we were all learning Spanish and it's relatively easy sort of an interchange.
You would
right?
think.
You would think, but like, how do you say pepperoni in Spanish? Like, there's a lot of specific ingredients maybe that are tough. And years later, when I was living and teaching in Taiwan, it was the same thing. I remember being at a party and we decided to order a pizza and like all of us, it was like a group effort. We had like one person talking on the phone and then the rest of us like telling her what to say in Chinese to order a pizza. So anyway, you guys are going to have much more important conversations on the phone in your future when you move to another country, when you study in another country, when you're working in English, right? So guys, You have to start working on this now because it's really hard. So guys, sign up, grab your spot. There are two options, guys, so you can find the time that suits you. Go to allearsenglish.com/phone. That's easy to understand. allearsenglish.com/phone. Sign up for this live web class, guys. Two chances, July 24th and 26th.
Yes, and it will fill up, so sign up soon, right? Get on the list, and then make sure and put it in your calendar so you don't forget to attend. It's live. We don't record it, so you have to attend in person, and we would love to see you guys there. Yes. Thanks for joining me for this bonus today.
Super fun. I love remembering all these, like, crazy stories when we get to, you know, tell them on the show. So, yeah, thank you guys for listening. We can't wait to see you in the web class. All right, Aubrey, have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.